Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Sponsored by Mr. Appliance. Speedy expert service. MrAppliance.com.
I put up my hummingbird feeders today. Do either of you do that? Hummingbird feeders?
No, I don't. We've tried it. I'm quite, you know, fascinated by hummingbirds.
I love the hummingbirds.
Last time I saw one, we had one stuck in the garage, and it was so frustrating. And then
did we get it out?
No, okay. Here's what they said. Like, we put the color red. It's drawn to the color red, and then we put something sweet. I left the doors open for a while. It took a while, but it finally got out of there.
Oh, thank goodness. I got some interesting video last night sent to me by Marie. And it was a Fred swatting at giant carpenter bees.
Oh my gosh, it's
hilarious. I have to send it to the other two of you.
How have I not seen this yet?
It's so great.
That's a conversation that's going to have to come up when I get home.
So what happened, Fred?
I didn't know that video was sent. We've got this carpenter bee that every year comes and drills a hole into our front of our porch overhang. And I've filled it up and painted over it and we sprayed and do everything,
and
but
then he comes back again.
He keeps coming back.
Okay, and I told Marie, and she said you already knew this, that essentially carpenter bees are flying pandas. I mean,
they are
super nice.
Oh.
They don't want to sting. The only thing they want to do, she mentioned, is drill holes in your porch.
Right.
Is that it?
Yeah, yeah.
Just one hole or several?
Oh, no. Okay, they have done several holes.
I'm very confused about something here.
Yeah.
Can you guys help me out with something?
Of course.
First of all, I have several questions. Maybe I should submit a question for Ask the Show.
Please
Abby,
do.
I'm going to submit a question.
I'm prepared.
My question would be, I have a two-part question,
okay,
Fred.
Okay, number
right?
one.
The first is, how do you know it's the same carpenter bee? Does it have a jersey on or something like that?
It's big enough for a license plate.
Okay.
Okay, they are large.
And then the second part would be, I had to look this up. What's the difference between a bumblebee and a carpenter bee?
I think the only difference I know. Oh, okay.
Oh, go ahead.
But it drills into your wood.
Yeah, carpenter bee, they like wood, and that's the whole thing, and that's why people get annoyed with them. But they're really friendly, and they're good pollinators.
Hmm.
So if you can tolerate the drilling, and you can tell that it's a carpenter bee, not a bumblebee, by the big black dot on their back.
Oh, okay. So there is a slight difference.
Yes. And the bumblebee just looks like a bumblebee with no black dot.
But they're both I know bumblebees look really imposing, but they're pretty harmless,
super
too.
Super harmless. Yes. Well, very nice.
I feel really bad right now.
Why?
That I wanted to get rid of it.
Oh, well,
we had like a dozen holes in our
Marie mentioned that. She was concerned that the porch would fall.
Right.
And that's why you were out. But I will share with the rest of it.
That's
but it made me laugh.
Do you have a shotgun,
thank you,
Fred?
Nope, do no. Not shoot.
No, I couldn't find a fly swatter.
Well, that would be more holes in the wood.
Carpenter, yes, it would. Good point. On this day in history, we have a little music. 60 years ago today, in 1964, the Rolling Stones released their self-titled debut album in the UK, and an American version came out a month later. But can you even tell? Let's see if you could tell if this is the Stones.
Tell me you gotta back to me.
Doesn't sound exactly Keith riffs that we're used to in mix, but that was the early 60s.
Yeah,
right?
It's called Tell Me. 60 years ago today. I was not familiar with that tune.
I've never heard that.
It made it to number 24 in the U.S.
Yeah. I probably have heard that song before, but yeah, that's not something that comes to mind right away. And by the way, you know, I think that this is relatively well known, but they were hugely influenced, Mick and Keith in particular, by the legendary Chuck Berry from right here in St. Louis.
That's right. We love that.
Buying those American records, listening to Chuck Berry, that's what got the Rolling Stones to be the Rolling Stones.
Wow. H&R Block's software crashed yesterday. Did you guys know that?
No.
Oh, oopsie, on tax day. According to the
Oops.
According to the IRS, quote, tens of millions of people always wait till the last few days to file. And H&R Block said the glitch only affected customers who used the downloaded version of their software. People who used their website went to H&R Block office and were still able to file. But thousands of people had issues. The site downdetector.com saw a huge spike in complaints starting Sunday night and extending into yesterday afternoon. That lines up with what H&R Block said happened. Anyway, they advised people to print their return instead, go straight to the post office and mail it. But that made people even more frustrated, especially young people who've never mailed anything in their entire lives. And I forgot that was a thing.
Yeah.
Abby,
oh,
you have mailed
point.
Things, yes.
I have mailed my taxes in before. So yeah, for sure. I think I did it my first 2 years because it was so easy. I could just print the paper, fill
and
it
just
out,
do
send
it.
It away.
But apparently the kids were like, what? We're not doing what? We got to go to the warehouse. And H&R Block finally announced the issue was resolved around 2:45 our time. And the deadline for most Americans wasn't until 11:59 p.m. But, whoo!
That's a lot of pressure.
That is a lot of pressure.
You do realize, you know, let me just point something out. Let's say you didn't get it in before midnight, right?
What's going to happen?
The black helicopters are not going to land in your backyard, and you are not going to be arrested,
you
okay?
Know, that's
you
a
may
good
get,
point.
You may get like a little penalty for 6 hours or whatever the case may be, and then you don't want to miss that because then that will accrue. But I filed an extension again. Typically, I do just because we have things to gather. And I blame my wife because she's not really good at gathering. But, you know, it's you'll be okay if you miss the deadline.
I've just wondered what does happen. Is it monetary by time? That would make me crazy. I'm not paying more money. That's not happening, Fred. Are you with me?
Oh, I agree.
Okay.
My sense would be, I can't guarantee this, that if you're off by a couple of days and you're not being, you know, if you don't owe hundreds of thousands of dollars where the penalty would accrue very instantly, I think you're going to be fine. If you get audited, don't come talking to me. And I have been one time, I've been audited, not a very pleasant thing to go through.
I don't think I make enough money for them to care about auditing me. The next innovation, you guys are not going to believe. Okay. The next innovation in doorbell cameras is devices that are armed to shoot someone coming on your property with a paintball.
Oh, my.
Oh, with a paintball, the operative words.
Yes. There's apparently a Kickstarter on the way for a device called Paint Cam Eve, which has the capability to fire paintballs at a target, quote, with ultra-high precision. An intruder, a neighbor's pet. Oh, that's not going to be good. It's a smart device with facial recognition, and the paintball firing can be triggered by you as you watch on the app, or it can be monitored or automated. So if you see somebody you don't like, you can aim that thing and boop, 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 and hit them with paintballs. What could go wrong?
This feels like a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Yeah, it really does.
And somebody's going to complain that it's unfair to the Porch Pirates. But this kind of reminded me, I don't know if you, a lot of this I covered on Camo X before I was here on 97.1 FM Talk. If producer emeritus Dave Klein is listening this afternoon, he'll remember this quite well. And Fred, I think you will too. There's a guy by the name of Mark Rober who's out there, and I don't know if he still does it, but he created these devices, and they would spread glitter on you.
Oh, I've seen these.
Right, and then he'd even program them to say things and had a laughing machine.
Yes.
And these thieves, and then video, too. So he would put those devices out. Someone would steal them. They'd get them back to their house. They'd open it up. Oh, and then there was a fart scent.
They had one of the explode glitter and then would just continuously put out that foul odor.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it was.
Those are
great
videos. But I don't know if he still does that, but that's what that kind of reminded me of.
People were on to him, he said. So he tried to do a different way. It doesn't just shoot paint pellets. It can also be loaded with cartridges that can unleash tear gas. Hello. Yeah. So PaintCam Eve is a startup out of Slovenia, and there's no word how much it'll cost, what the upkeep fees will be, but there's no way it's not a lawsuit. But how fun would that be to shoot paintballs?
And I would really, I'd say, yeah, let's go for it. But you know what's going to happen. There's going to be some thief that's going to catch paint in the eye, and then he's going to sue, and somehow the homeowner is going to be held liable for that.
Oh, well, that's mind-numbing.
That's the crazy wackiness that we live in.
It is. That's true. Okay. French President Emmanuel Macron says that Plan B is ready if security issues threaten the planned opening ceremony of the Paris Olympics. We're right around the corner from the Paris Olympics.
Yeah, end of July.
Oh, it's going to be so cool. Mm. Now, the ceremony, you know, they all try to make them different. So they'll have different athletes there, and the opening ceremony is July 26th. So he says he has a plan B and a plan C. If something weird happens, he's ready to pivot. You know, you have to. Sue's News is brought to you by Mr. Appliance, speedy expert service. Go to MrAppliance.com. And finally in Sue's News, I have today's random fact, which I did not know, and I was, what? Okay. The reason there's a top 40 for songs is because jukeboxes in the 50s used to hold 40 songs. And that's how they would pick out the top 40.
I like that.
That is a good one. And
isn't
I don't know
cool?
that I knew that either. Yeah. I like that little nugget.
All right. And that's it for Susan News.
That's right.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.